Vashevtsin Mishnah 3. Elu she'enem tzrichin she'avor be'mamam. These do not require water to enter into them. If any of these things go into the mikveh, even though we'll see they're like knots, etc., the water doesn't have to get inside them because they're permanent. And because they're permanent, the inside doesn't have to get wet. And they are kisha ha'oni, knots of a poor person. So when a poor person ties up parts of his torn clothes, let's say it's torn at his sleeve or something, and he ties it up so the water can't get in there, that's a permanent knot, and he doesn't have to untie it if he needs to put his clothes in the mikveh. But nimin, fringes, the fringes that a person has at the edges of garments, which are normally tied into knots, those knots are considered permanent. The vetech shel sandal, the thong of a sandal, is also permanently tied. With tefillah shel rosh bizman shechotza, the head tefillin, the knot on the head tefillin, if it's tight, if it's made there permanently tight and it's not going to be adjusted now, so that would the water wouldn't have to go in there either. If you needed to dip the tefillin straps because they became impure, so the water wouldn't have to get inside there. Shel zerah bizman shein oil of a yoredes, and also of the arm when it does not move up and down, meaning it's not made like adjustable, you know, like our thing, but it's made like a permanent knot, the right size, so that also the water wouldn't have to go in because it's considered a permanent knot. The oizne hachames, the hand grip of a bottle, the oizne hatamul, and the hand grip of a pouch. So these things were permanently tied and water would not have to go into them.